Hello and welcome to Mr. Bot's Philosophy Spot. I'm sitting here with James Rivera and Jarrell White of Steinmetz Career and Leadership Academy, and we are going to discuss the philosophical question: if a tree falls in the forest and no one's around to hear it, does it make a sound? I'll start with Jarrell because he seems quite adamant as he's smiling at me that it does make a sound. Jarrell, what? Why?
Now, a tree makes sound when it falls because, again, if something were to fall, it has to have a sound. There is nothing. There's no such thing as no sound. From the wind whistling away, you can tell that it has a sound because of the words that are being used to describe what has happened.
But if you're not there, Jarrell, how do you know?
You gotta acknowledge that if it has fallen, it cannot not fall and just be okay. Even when nobody's talking, there are sounds being made. Even you hear crickets, from nothing. All right, if I were to stop talking now, you could hear the computer making a sound. So there's always some sort of voice and radio waves acting.
Okay, just as an aside for the listeners, while you were speaking, James was smiling and sort of maybe laughing. You talk about all these different things that make a sound, but you're not there. And now you laugh and shake your head. So I'll maybe let it. Now, for the sake of argument, I'm going to say that no, it doesn't make a sound, okay? So I'm against it. You're for the sound. We'll let James weigh in.
See, the way I gather from it is that both answers are indeed correct. Does it make a sound? Yes, obviously it makes a sound because it moves matter. But at the same time, there is nothing there to receive the sound. So it could not be making a sound, but in a sense, it does make a sound. So it varies from your point of view, but it's yes and yes, in my opinion.
Okay, so this opens up the argument, or I guess experiment, of Schrodinger's cat, right? You're familiar with Schrodinger's cat, Jarrell. Do you want to explain it a little bit?
So the scientist's name is Schrodinger. There's a cat in a box. You cannot see it in the box. You're both blind. You can't tell that there's something in it. You're told something's in it. Now there's poison put into the box, and Schrodinger has to decide whether the cat is dead or alive.
But at the same time, he
But
could
at the
be,
same time, it
it's
could.
both.
Yes, it's both.
All right. Well, we're going to come up with a definitive answer here today, maybe, if the tree does make a sound or not. And I'll tell you why. Because there was an experiment done. Sound is not just what you hear, but it's made by vibrations. Those vibrations are then received by your nervous system, and then it's kind of made into a sound. So James pointed out earlier that the tree may fall, and the vibrations have to be absorbed by something, right? If there's no one there to receive the sound, I guess it doesn't make a sound. And Jarrell still smiles and laughs. And James, drop the mic here. You got a lot to say though, Jarrell. Go ahead.
All right. So everything gives off waves, right?
Sure. We'll go with that for now.
So if the tree were to fall, a wave will be given off. It may not get to the person or somebody exactly, but over time it will eventually reach somebody or something. Will move. You will know that a sound has been made. You will be able to acknowledge it has been made because of, for whatever reason, whether a bird were to fly in the air, you would know something has happened.
All right. Well, James seems to want to weigh in.
Well, I'm basing this off of the theory of sight is nothing more than how your brain interprets what it's visualizing.
Correct.
So based off that, if no one is around to take the sound in, the sound is only a perception of what your mind is creating. It's so if no one's around to perceive it and decipher it can't make a sound because there's nothing there.
Jarrell begins to laugh once again. So it's all about the person perceiving, or whatever it is, perceiving it. So maybe we don't have an answer, definitive yes or no.
Yes, we'll go with that.
We'll go with that. Okay,
I cannot do it.
so we're left with Schrodinger's cat. It must make the noise and not make the noise at the same time. This has been a very confusing yet enlightening edition. Next week, I'll possibly have these two gentlemen back, and maybe including one more, and we will discuss ethics and morality. If you were on a train and that track was divided, and on each track there was someone there, you had to make a decision. How would you decide which track to go on? And you can't. And Jarrell says, "Ooh," and you can't stop the train either. So, thank you for tuning in, and take care. We'll see you next time.